Welcome to the Leadership Decoded podcast. Here, we break down leadership and team dynamics to help you lead at your very best at work and in your everyday life. I'm your host, Dr. Will Ramey, a former U.S. Army officer and combat veteran, a current leadership and team development workshop facilitator, and executive education adjunct professor. Today, we're breaking down the book, Green Lights, by Matthew McConaughey. This was a recent read that I had that really made me pause for the cause and understand the power of how going introspective, looking at your life through a lens of adaptability, and understanding your self-awareness can really elevate your position as a leader. If you're interested in being able to establish your green light so that you can cruise on through, easy breezy, well, all right. Let's dive in. This episode is brought to you by Sweat Tent, the industry leader of the portable at-home wood-burning sauna. Being a leader can be stressful. That's why I've been a sauna user for many years. Did you know that consistent sauna usage 3 to 4 times a week not only relieves stress and improves sleep, but it also enhances your physical well-being and fosters mental resilience and cognitive clarity to be a better leader? And you no longer have to go to a crowded gym or buy one of those expensive and bulky at-home setups to experience the benefits of a sauna. Sweat Tent is the most portable and affordable at-home sauna on the market. The setup takes minutes and can reach 200 degrees in under 30 minutes. Harness the power of the Sweat Tent sauna to lead with clarity and poise. Sweat out stress, ignite creativity, and emerge a more focused leader. All Leadership Decoded listeners will receive $100 off when you use code LEAD100. Visit sweattent.com today to get $100 off your purchase with code LEAD100 at checkout. Again, that's sweattent.com to get $100 off with code LEAD100. Sweat Tent, improving your ability to lead at work and in your everyday life. It takes time and effort to create a high-performing team. Leadership abilities is one of the most important areas to focus on for team development. Dr. Will Ramey understands the impact that leadership can have on team performance. He's led a wide variety of teams in the U.S. Army and corporate companies, from being a first-line supervisor to a senior-level leader. His programs focus on experiential learning for immediate application, transformational growth through mindset and behavioral shifts, and sustainable change to drive long-term success. If you're tired of traditional learning and development programs and are ready for a hands-on learning experience that will increase knowledge and provide practical application directly to your work environment, reach out today. Visit drwilliamramey.com to find a solution for your team. Dr. William Ramey, positive mindset, proactive approach, proven research. Before you can lead others, you've got to understand how to lead yourself. And as you're learning to lead yourself, those moments that make you pause, that make you reflect, that make you pivot, having the discipline to understand and pursue your dreams, having the understanding of who you are, what you want to say, and letting go of what others think, then you're going to be able to start to step in to lead yourself. Green Lights was a book that was very impactful on me. Seeing green lights is when you can recognize the right moments that you have to move forward in your life, whether that be in your life in general or as a leader at work or as a leader leading yourself. Matthew McConaughey's Green Lights, it's not just a memoir. This was a book that was a masterclass in embracing life's signals on when you need to be able to create your own opportunities, whether you can lead and being able to lead with authenticity, and when you need those moments to recenter yourself and align yourself with the purpose that you were put here to do and the work that you were here to do that's aligned with your purpose. I want to share with you and break down 3 key lessons that I took away from the book Green Lights so that you can transform your leadership approach. Lesson 1. Introspection leads to clarity. Matthew McConaughey's early life was a mix of tough love, of personal struggles, and career pivots. His experiences in his life growing up was interesting. One of the stories he shared was he was actually an exchange student for a year in Australia. He was 18. He just graduated high school, volunteered for this, put him in a program, and he spent a year living with several families in Australia. It was away from his way of life. It was a totally different culture. It was a time for him where he had, the first time where he had to go introspective. He took time for himself, did a lot of writing, did a lot of reading, listening to music during that time here to discover and stand firm in really who he was and what he wanted to do. Another part of his life was when he pivoted from law school to film school, thinking about who he was and what he wanted to do. Law school was the easy road. It was what was expected. But he understood who he was and what he wanted to do, and he pivoted to film school. And, you know, he shared the story of calling home, and he was a little concerned what his dad might think. And his dad came back and said, "Well, is that what you want to do?" Matthew said, "Yes." He says, "Then don't half-ass it. Green light." That was it. That's what he needed to move forward and be confident moving forward. So as a young leader, you'll face uncertainty like Matthew McConaughey did in Australia. You'll step out of your comfort zone. You'll need help to grow. And when he told his father about wanting to pursue, you know, film school instead of law school, you know, understanding that you need to fully commit to something. And that's what his father said, fully commit to it. As a young leader, you're going to need to understand what it is that you want to fully commit to. And when you do, you go all in. Reflection and self-awareness aren't optional, especially as you're emerging as a leader, as a person with where you're at. Reflection and self-awareness are essential to building your confidence and aligning your purpose. Having that time to understand that great leaders, they take the time to understand their values, their strengths, who they are, what they're about, and what they want to do. It doesn't just come to you. You have to create those moments through that pause, go introspective, understand what's going on around you, and then you'll see those green lights. Lesson two, seize the green lights and create your own opportunities. Success doesn't just happen. It's about recognizing and seizing the right moment, those right directions. Sometimes you got to set yourself up and put yourself in the right place at the right time to seize those moments. Other times, you've got to see where you want to be and then insert yourself there. In the film industry, a green light is the signal that a project is moving forward. In leadership, green lights are usually opportunities that come to you as challenges to be overcome. You may see them as a roadblock, as a setback, but that green light ahead of you is that challenge that you need to be able to step forward and step through and move through for yourself so that you can lead your team and you can get to where you need to go. One of the stories Matthew McConaughey shared was landing his first big role in the movie Dazed and Confused because he connected with the director at a bar. He didn't wait for permission. He showed up, he built his relationships, and he positioned himself for success. He built a relationship with that director. That director had a conversation with him on a cab ride back one night from the bar and said, "Hey, show up. I got a script for you. Pick it up. See if you're interested." So he did. And he turned that role from what was supposed to be a minimum three-scene shot. He fully committed himself to that character. He stepped into that character, and he created more scenes and more opportunity for himself. Was from a three-day shoot to a three-week shoot because he saw that as his first green light from what he wanted to do. You know, another thing that he took away from being able to create these opportunities was when an actor dropped out of the movie A Time to Kill. McConaughey, he seized that opportunity and asked for the leading role. He got laughed at first, but when the production company got into a pinch, they took Matthew McConaughey to a back alley lot, did a screen test with him, and then called him up and gave him the part. That was his first big breakout part. He won that part because he went for it. He asked for it. He prepared for it. And he slayed it. He positioned himself to be seen as the leading role in that movie. Leaders don't wait for the perfect moment. We create it. If you're waiting for the perfect moment, if you're waiting for the phone call, if you're waiting for someone to discover the work that you're doing as an entrepreneur, you're going to keep waiting. Network yourself in. Build relationships, meaningful relationships with people, and you'll be surprised at how you find yourself being positioned in the right place at the right time when it comes time to the work that you're wanting to do and what you're wanting to accomplish. Don't wait for permission. Recognize, step up, and take action. The third lesson, purpose fuels sustainable success. Matthew McConaughey's career evolved around his work because he prioritized purpose over comfort. Leadership isn't just about achieving goals. It's about leading with purpose, having impact, working on what truly matters within yourself and within your team. McConaughey was positioned as a romantic comedy actor. He was the beachless, you know, or shirtless guy on the beach. He was a light, uplifting, romantic comedy actor. Time and time again, he kept getting those roles, he kept nailing those roles. But for him, he hit a point in his life where he was married. He had kids. He was running his film career, his foundation, his music label, and a few other things. And he decided he wanted to niche down because he wanted to focus on family. He wanted to focus on his acting career, and he did not want to be a rom-com actor anymore. He wanted a challenge. He wanted to go from just being an entertainer to something that had true meaning and gave him purpose for the stories he was wanting to tell. So for about 2 years, he didn't get any roles. He kept getting offers for rom-coms. He kept denying them. He went back and forth, focused where he needed to focus his time and effort, made sure his finances were in place. And then he became a father. Second time over, which renewed his sense of purpose. And finally, after years of being typecast, he started to get different roles in different movies, things like The Lincoln Lawyer, Mud. And that's where it led to this reconnaissance, as he created himself that term, the reconnaissance, a resurgence of his career, a resurgence of his roles in movies. But he held the line with what he was willing to do. He held the line on where he wanted to focus his purpose. And that took grit. It took determination. But he positioned himself for those future green lights. Leaders who operate with a clear purpose inspire those around them. When your leadership is driven by something bigger than personal gain, people will rally around you. Understand who you serve. Understand who you are. Understand your values and live them. And then align your work within that purpose. And you'll be surprised at all of the support that you have for your path forward. Sustainable leadership is built on purpose. That alignment in your work is what truly matters, and your success will follow. So McConaughey's Green Lights, it teaches us that leadership isn't about having all the answers. It's about having the courage to reflect, to seize opportunities, and to stay true to your purpose and align that with your work. For me, this was a huge revelation. I've been working on this for the past 2 years, and this book just put a huge, big green light right in front of me to understand what it is I'm here to do, which is create and help people step into leadership and help teams be at their very best, because your work environment matters. I know what I want to say about it. I love collaboration, helping people understand and successfully navigate conflict, helping people lead through crisis, helping people reclaim their power and leverage their power sources at work and proactively cope with stress. And I know what I want to say and how I want to say it. And I'm thrilled to say that I keep getting repeat customers and people reaching out to me wanting to work with me. I niche down. I can't be everything to all people. But being able to see that helped me position myself to create those green lights that are now coming my way. If I can do it, you can do it. The best leaders don't just follow the path, they create it. Ask yourself, what green lights have you been ignoring? Am I fully committed to my leadership journey, or am I half-assing it? How can I align my leadership with my deeper purpose? Have that conversation with yourself. Get a little bit introspective, and I guarantee you'll see some green lights. Thank you for tuning in to Leadership Decoded here in the Loop Internet Studio. If you enjoyed today's episode, give us a like, drop us a comment, share it with your fellow leaders so that everybody has the opportunity to learn and lead at their very best. If you're interested in connecting with me, you can check me out on LinkedIn at Dr. William Ramey, on Instagram at Leadership Decoded Pod, or if you're interested in my team and leadership development workshops, visit drwilliamramey.com. Thanks again for tuning in, and I'll see you the next time you press play.